This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to secure access to abortion in state law gets its first hearing in the legislature today. Abortion opponents plan to turn out against it. They're concerned the bill puts no limits on when or why a woman can obtain an abortion. The bill's supporters say they're protecting Colorado's current policies in case the U.S. Supreme Court overturns the federal right to an abortion. The price of gas in Colorado is at its highest in almost a decade. Skylar McKinley with the Colorado AAA says prices might reach a new record.
Coloradans should be accustomed to gas price increases and very quick increases, even day to day, as the price that we pay at the pump catches up to what's going on with crude oil.
Water flows are falling in the Rio Grande, which starts in southern Colorado. During the last 20 years, they've been mostly lower than what's considered normal. Craig Cotton is the state's water engineer for the San Luis Valley. He says this year's snowpack in the mountains that supply North America's fifth longest river is about 93% of normal, and the effects of long-term low flows add up.
That just kind of dries out everything and causes us to have problems to get back to normal even when we do have a normal snowpack.
Cotton says the dry landscape absorbs the snowmelt before it makes it to the river. The three-month forecast is for high temperatures and lower precipitation. Much of the state is getting snow today. Colorado Springs can expect snow later on and highs today near 30. It has been snowing in Denver since early this morning. Metro highs will stay close to 20. Grand Junction has snow today and highs near 40, then some clearing on Thursday. This is CPR News and KRCC.